the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. Everybody's present except Colleen Hicks.
Right.
Right.
She is under the weather.
Yes.
Well, let's see there.
There any public comment on the items that are on the agenda, which are basically just CDAC selections and budget requests? Okay, seeing none, move to approve the minutes.
Yep, just look at that.
And that would be as is, or if you have any holds, combines, or deletion of items.
Motion to approve.
As is?
Second.
As is?
Yeah.
Okay. Minutes are approved. And approval of tonight's agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
As is?
Yes.
Approved. And we will start with a report from Metro.
Nothing really going on for us. Got talked to about apparently some side-by-sides were chasing around one of the donkeys out in. So that again is BLM LEOs will jump on that. That's their job, that's what they do. Call 911 next time, please call us. And like I said, I was close enough, I probably could have dealt with that without any issues, because I had a thing about bell horses. And I will happily take someone to jail and impound the vehicle.
Nice.
If that happens, if I see it.
Nice.
So, other than that, there's nothing going on. If you have any questions, please get with me. And if I can't answer it, I'll refer it to Sergeant Peckerel. And I'm certain he will be able to.
And these people were for sure doing nefarious things?
The young lady over here just told me about it.
Because I do get a lot of people who ask me about the one that has the bad hoofs.
Yeah, but this was Donkey 2, the one with the good one. And he was just flat running because they were chasing him.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
And I'll let Brad Soans know about that. He runs the LEOs. For this area, so I'll make sure he's aware.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Metro? Okay. Seeing as how we have none, we'll move on to Megan's report.
Okay, and it's we had a little snafu with our agenda this week, so I'll just talk this month because we ended up doing a repeat. So the Family Dollar is opening on Thursday. So exciting! I've been working on that for 9 years. It feels so good that it's finally going to be there. We're doing a little grand opening Thursday morning, nothing too exciting. But one kind of fun, exciting thing is at our pet event that we had October 8th, my borough, Rocky, got voted as the Sandy Valley Mayor, pet mayor. So he will be at the ribbon cutting, assisting with the ribbon cutting at the grand opening. And he is from Good Springs. So
yes,
he's born here.
That's right.
So anyway.
Okay, wait a minute. So what's
it called?
It's
Rocky. You don't need to put on. It's Rocky. I'm just sharing because it's just a cute, funny thing. So it should be, I think a couple of news stations are going to be there. So Rocky's probably going to have his 15 minutes. Doing it at 9.
Okay.
And it's not going to be a big blowout because it's been a mess trying to get it scheduled and everything. So today we're on the phone getting it going. So it's not going to be a big thing. I think they're going to do something with giveaways and stuff a little later.
I just
want
to see Rocky. Yeah, I'll be honest.
Is it ribbon biting?
What?
Is it a ribbon biting?
Oh, nice.
I don't know what he thought about that. Nice. I don't know that I can get him to do that. Luckily, he's not a biter. If we put a carrot on there, but I think he is going to carry the big ceremonial scissors. I think I'll put a little
big scissors
over. So, cute.
It's
and
so cool.
Fun, and I'm really excited about it. So, and they put a hitch and rail up at the store.
Oh, good.
So we want to kind of celebrate that they did that for us.
Yeah.
So it's cute. If you haven't driven by, it's so cute. They put like a big wagon wheel and horses and cowboy boot on the side. And it's oh, really cute.
So people in Sandy Valley can drive and ride their horses there in 5 months.
And you could ride your side-by-sides there. Well, no, you can't do that because it's not legal. But if you were to, there'd be parking for them. So that's what's going on. The first warehouse in Jean's coming in. It is going to be the one that's north of Starbucks. I saw the plans, and they don't show too much of the road, so I can't see if they've done anything. So I reached out to their architects and the developer and said, hey, can you give me some more detailed plans so I can see if they're planning to do the road improvements that they talked about at this stage. So I don't have that information yet.
So just to be clear, it's north of Starbucks on the same side of the road as Starbucks.
Yes. So it'll be the same access, I think. I don't have the plans in front of me.
We're about a landing lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's going to be the first one.
Do they know what it is?
No. It's just a warehouse.
Just okay.
No, they're all spec buildings. I mean, they may have some listings, but not that we know of. They're spec buildings.
Do they know when dirt will be broken?
They have no way of knowing that because it depends on permitting. Permitting's taking forever right now. So
shocker.
But I have asked them if they're going to be doing the road improvements. I asked them if they'd come out and talk to us about it. Mm-hmm. If not, then it's just a boring warehouse building. I'll still see if they come out, but it won't be as exciting. You know, it won't be. So I'll give you an update once I hear back from them. It just got submitted last week, so it's really fresh.
Do we know who the tenants are going to be?
No. Mm-hmm. They're all spec buildings, so. Mm. No idea. But I know their tenants aren't going to like traffic congestion. So I have a feeling they're going to be doing the improvements now, but I have to wait to, I have to see the plans yet.
Okay, so there is another hole in on the other side of
the traffic that's
where the trucks go in.
On the other side.
On the other side.
Okay.
Not big, but you know.
How many square feet, do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look it up. Like I said, it just got submitted. We get a list of things that get submitted. And it just got submitted last week, so I haven't even. I just did a quick glance to see. I really was caring about the road. I was really concerned about the road, so I didn't look too closely at the other stuff.
Okay, that's great news.
Yeah, it is, and I'm glad because Jean on the west side is me, and on the east side, it's Commissioner Jones, and on the east side is Commissioner Naft. So I'm excited as our side is first. So. and this. That won't necessarily affect you guys, but it's kind of exciting. The Brightline train, the high-speed train that's coming from California, we've been meeting with them, and it's happening, and it's very exciting, and it's going to come through here. It's not going to stop here, but it will affect us a little bit probably during construction and stuff. You know, there'll be frustration, but hopefully it will help with traffic on the 15. Because I know I would rather take a 90-minute train ride than 5, 6, whatever hours to drive that far.
What's the name of it?
Brightline.
Is that the one going to Victorville?
It's going to Rancho Cucamonga. That was going to Victorville. They've extended it.
I know. That's cool.
I can't believe I get to be a part of this cool project. It's super exciting.
Can
so anyway,
when?
I just want to share it with you.
Can we through when?
Oh, I don't know. That we're in the process because they have. I can't even imagine the scope of this project because they have to get clearances from BLM because it's going down the center of the 15 for part of it. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it's going to be so cool.
Where are they picking up people at besides
here?
Victor,
their station will be between Warm Springs and Blue Diamond on Las Vegas Boulevard.
No, I mean in California.
I think Rancho Cucamonga and Victorville. I think. Not really sure.
But not LA.
I don't care about that.
Not LA.
No,
not yet. No. But they're going to have connections. And they have a line in Florida. And I guess it's like so connected with other transportation that it works really well. So anyway, just kind of
stop it.
There's some cool stuff going on.
Warm Springs is where? Warm Springs.
Blue Diamond.
Blue Diamond.
From Jean to Las Vegas, is it going to be on the east side or the west side of the freeway?
In the middle.
In the middle.
Wow.
Most they're going to do it in the middle as much as possible.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Okay. That is going to be some traffic disruption.
Yes.
I think it'll be some short-term pain for long-term dividends. Yeah.
Well, they would just maybe widen the freeway, right?
I don't know. We'll
just add another lane. Because I think they have that in other cities.
Yeah.
So weird when you see it.
So it'll be cool.
Because we don't have it here.
Further along, yeah. I'll have them come out and share everything. But anyway, I just met with them today, so it's just very exciting. So, has anybody seen the burrow with the big old feet?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah. I leave water out for the quail, and I feed the quail, and the donkeys come get drinks.
Okay. Yeah. So you have seen him recently?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he hasn't been seen much, so we're...
Yeah.
And he's old, so we don't know. So it's just always... If you guys do happen to see if he passes, the one with the big on,
right,
let us know.
I will. So.
We did, one of the oldest mares out there just passed away this month, too. Mm-hmm. She was 20, and she had had, I think, 18 surviving foals in her life.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's a tough life.
Yeah, well, he lays down and sleeps a lot between me and my other neighbor. Mm-hmm. And the other day, he was just laying there watching, are you breathing?
Yeah,
I'm breathing. So finally, he looked up because my dog, kind of barked because it startled her. So he said, okay, you're still
Okay. And if you ever have concerns about the wild horses and stuff, one of my very good friends monitors the whole herd. So if you ever have questions or whatever, she knows every horse, all their babies, all their lineage, everything. So it's pretty cool. Okay, any questions for me?
Any questions for Megan?
And I will tell you, we did CDAC last month. Like I said, we had to scramble to get the agenda together. So CDAC. We did last month. So I can go right into the budget.
Okay. If we have no questions for Megan, then yes, we can move into
All right. The
budget.
So last month we did some preliminary, I was going to say brainwashing. Brainstorming. Oh my God, it's been a day. So some of the things we talked about were covers for the picnic tables, getting the floor refinished in here.
We rented one. We may take it back until we find out what Colleen's doing.
I think Colleen's going to do the work. So
we'll leave all consumables here. And,
okay.
And
that's great. You would have done it if I'd have known you had a scrubber.
We just
dropped it off.
I'm going away tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to be gone for 4 days.
Okay.
We talked about a rolling caddy for the tables, for the round tables and rectangular tables. Paving, and so we're going to talk today about specific paving, but we have Main in front of your house and Hampton and 161. There was holes there. And then we had some maintenance requests. So those are the things we talked about last month. Most of the other things that we've ever asked for, we've gotten, which is awesome because we have a new sign. We're getting the water tank for the fire station, and we've gotten some of the paving we've asked for in the past. So talk to me. What other ideas do we have?
That street light is still out.
Which one? Because I thought there were a couple.
Oh, sorry.
So it's only one.
It's on Vegas, between Spring and Main, right in front of the cabin.
Street light, Spring and Main, okay.
I do have an idea, I just don't know if it's too much to ask, but have you seen those mobile dental, it's like a mobile clinic and they have mobile dental and they mm-hmm. come up to rural areas?
Mm-hmm.
Could we put in for that?
You know what, that wouldn't be a budget request, but that is something that, I just saw, actually Susie Lee she just helped pass a mobile health big bill or what, I don't know. I didn't pay too much attention, but mobile dental is one of them. So we have, we probably wouldn't get it to come here just because of the low numbers here, because when they come out, they want to have a bunch of people, but we could probably kind of mm-hmm. come to Sandy Valley. We do have the I Care for Kids that comes out to Sandy Valley, which is amazing because the kids in the school district get free eye exams and free glasses. Incredible. And then we have the mammal van that comes to Sandy Valley. So I just, like I said, I just saw that. So I will find out.
Yeah, if medical or even a dentist would be awesome.
Well, and the medical is, I'll have to look up that CDD thing. It was something that just passed.
Yeah.
It was going to increase that availability for rural areas. So I'm glad you said that. And I know we just had a, this week at the government center, we just had the health fair for the county. And they have a big bus called Medicine on the Move. And I want to talk to them and see if that's something they can come out for.
Yeah, because I've been seeing that too on the news. I'm like, wow, that'd be really neat for them to come up here.
Yeah. Okay, so that wouldn't be a budget request, but it's something I have in the works already.
Okay.
Here. Okay. Okay. I think the things that we came up with, a couple of suggestions were great. I mean, they're all great, but... so if you want, I'll just need a motion if we want to do, I have street signs on there, but that's more of a maintenance thing than a budget request. Covers for the picnic tables, and rolling candy for the round tables and rectangular tables. The additional pay, oh, let's talk about the picnic. So, did you do your homework?
Yes, today.
So I'll hand out the mix again. So we can talk about priorities on...
So if you saw me driving around town today, that's why I was doing it.
I saw
you. Did you?
Yeah.
You weren't just being a creeper?
No, I wasn't being a creeper. I was doing my job. My volunteer job.
I want them, those other masks that would be better for us.
Okay. All right, so let's look at the mat. You guys tell me the priorities, and we'll keep them like in block segments. So this street between that and that. And tell me, let's put them out there.
I didn't get that specific. I went around and found all the streets that have that are not paved.
Okay.
And I kind of put them in what I thought was a
reasonable order. Okay, is there anyone here that has one that they really want done first?
Paved?
Mm-hmm. Not paved. The
stuff like I got.
Ground up pseudo paving.
That's already on Alameda, I think.
It is already on Alameda.
Yeah. And all of them are on the list for, hey, eventually we want them really paved, but this is the next list. We can do, and you guys actually get it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The thing is, we actually
right,
get it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to start your list, and we can just?
Well, I thought fail would probably be the number one choice, just because of its location to the bar, to the
to go over that dip.
To go over the dip, to go
agreed.
Over to the folks where Jerry lives over in the wash.
Well, it's not going to go over there.
Oh, no, I know it's not going to go all that way, but it starts going that
way.
But
only to Main Street.
Main Street.
Right.
It only goes to Main. Okay.
Yeah, North Fail Street.
Fail. Fail from Spring.
Fail to Main.
I think the more specific I am, the better. So fail from Spring to Main.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the next one I saw that needs help is Main Street, which would be between... fail and
Vegas.
Yeah, I was gonna say not quite Esmeralda. So maybe it's Vegas.
Vegas right here.
Revere.
Because it's right. Yeah, because it's right by. It's right in front of you, Diane. So I don't know how you feel
to
about
all
that.
All the way to Revere.
To Revere.
Do you want fail that, Diane?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. During the last rain, I had a big.
Oh, it's
I saw that they came and made a big pile.
Yeah.
And if you have to Sandy Valley, you don't need to mention that we're talking about doing paving stuff here because they will lose that line. Just keep it to yourself.
The next one I had was...
It's not paving.
The next one I had was Exchange, which would be from about, I don't know, I guess about Alameda up, because it washes out. So if you go up to like Katie and Mike's house up on the hill there... That's where it really starts washing down when we have rains, and it causes all kinds of problems.
I had to make a big old berm.
Correct.
What did she just say?
Pinnacle.
What did you just say?
The exchange from Alameda West.
Yeah, as far as you can go west, because it does dead end.
It ends at Penobscot.
Penobscot, yeah.
Penobscot, okay.
But we already got that stuff. It's just it's not everywhere because it got washed down.
Penobscot has that stuff, but not Exchange.
Yeah, gotcha.
No, Exchange has
it's dirt up there.
It's farther. It got washed out.
Yeah.
It was there.
That's the problem.
It was there 4 years ago.
It may have been there 4 years ago, but it's not there now.
And if you're interested, it's asphalt millings.
Asphalt
the actual term?
Asphalt millings.
Yeah. Millings. Okay, fine.
You may not be interested. Sort it out.
I'm interested. I know what we're talking about, but I didn't know the actual name.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Where was I? So that was Exchange, right?
Isn't that just repurposing leftover asphalt?
So they grind up old asphalt when they redo something, and they grind it up. And that's what that is.
And if they roll over it, it's fine. But when the rain comes and it's coming hard, it goes away.
Right. Yeah.
Do they roll it when they put it in?
They did 4 years ago. Yeah.
So we now know that in 4 years' time, if it rains...
Well, if they don't, so here's
the thing. Maybe it's better this time.
I'm sorry to interject. So I noticed that when they graded a quarter mile at Kingston, they didn't use water, which kind of made the dust situation worse. If they don't roll the asphalt millings when they do them, let us know. We may go joyriding on our roller.
You can see when you drive.
Enjoy riding on a roller through.
I think they do.
When you drive up and down some of the roads that have this on them here in town, you can see the ones that have been done well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about time.
Right.
But you can see the ones that have been done well and the ones that haven't. So Alameda, for instance, is one that was done well. Mm-hmm. It's right next to my house, so I see it all the time.
Yep.
And it was done well.
Right.
Not between Main and the church.
Correct, not between Main and the church. I'm talking about right
behind.
There's a ton of traffic on that road, and it stirs up.
And I think we should say that one.
Okay, so Alameda from Main to San Pedro all the way?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even think, that's more rock than it was asphalt.
Yes.
And there's a lot of traffic on that road, a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that speed on that road.
And lots of dust.
So what about Market between Alameda and Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah.
That's another one.
See, that's probably a quick one. That could, like, that would be like a low-hanging fruit.
Well, they're up there doing Alameda, they've just been a little quick.
They only have so much. That's the thing. That's what we talked about last month. They had a couple projects, and they had a whole stockpile of it. And they used it all up, so that's part of the reason we haven't gotten it, because they've had other projects. So they're trying to
And little streets like that. If they had just a little bit left,
we
can do that one. Yeah.
Market
San Pedro.
Esmeralda
Alameda to Esmeralda.
And then the other ones that I just noticed. Whether we want to do anything about them or not, is Shawmut has a little section, Penobscot has a little section, and Hamden has a little section. Hamden
but
goes...
But isn't that pretty hilly?
First of all, Hamden goes basically from the main road, from Good Springs Road, to somebody's house. And that's it.
So
I'd say that's the last
one. Which street is that?
Hampton.
Oh, I don't even...
It's right by the bar.
Right,
and it goes right into somebody's house.
Yeah. Right.
So that one I say is pretty worthless.
Right.
You tell me about Penobscot.
Penobscot is the least, it's not as bad as Exchange.
Okay, because you live there, that's why I'm asking you. So
it doesn't get traveled very much.
Yeah, I felt the same way, that it doesn't get traveled much, and I figured you'd be the...
I'd know. Yeah.
The expert on that street. So that sounds like we don't need to do that either.
Just at the corner where Exchange is, which they'd get when they did Exchange.
They went up towards Katie and Mike anyway.
Okay.
And then Shamut is the only other one.
Yeah, that's
a section.
But that's when I was asking, isn't that hilly right there?
Hilly?
Or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Shawmut? No, it's not. That Shawmut isn't.
No.
Shawmut's on a hill.
Not that part of Shawmut. Not between Pacific and Exchange. Yeah. It's flat. And it's flat. Already done because that's right. Part of my block.
Shawmut, look on the map. Shawmut
Pacific
down.
And Maine. Between Pacific and Maine.
Shawmut between
where?
Pacific and Maine.
Between
right,
Pacific.
But that's already done. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Right. I'm talking about the Shawmut down below.
Up here.
That's
up
the,
here. That comes off of San Pedro.
Yeah.
That's hilly, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So I don't think this is probably the right thing.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's not, basically it. Those are the...
Okay. So, fail, we definitely want as priority, right?
I think yeah. so, just because so much traffic fun, ends yeah. up on it, whether we want it to or not.
Yeah. I agree.
Maine.
It's bad.
In Maine.
Okay. In Maine.
And that's what we have is one and two. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll tell them this, they can knock out sections of the other ones as...
Yeah,
as they're able.
Like the market.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
All right. So if you guys are good with those paving requests, along with the other couple things we talked about earlier, I just need a
motion to approve.
Second? Anybody?
Second.
All those in favor?
Sorry.
Since we've already pretty much discussed it.
Yeah, right.
That's a full approval without Colleen being here.
And she gave good input last month, so I know she's supportive. All right.
Okay, on to public comment.
Can I do it from my chair?
Please, Eric. Just go ahead and sit there.
From my chair. So the last meeting, Megan and I kind of zeroed in on what our next course of action is going to be. To be able to start doing the bypass and the power line road. So we're going to be submitting our application to the BLM, which is not an easy task, but we'll be submitting our application to the BLM to get a right-of-way on the power line road, which will enable us to come in and improve that road, and then we won't be driving through here anymore once we get that done. So
God bless
still,
you.
We're still working on that. So
I'm praying that goes through.
It'll be a process, but it'll be a win-win.
Oh, I know it's going to be a process.
But if they give you any pushback, don't wait. Tell me.
Okay, I will. Okay. All right, thank you.
Eric, how many people work there? I count. I take my dogs for a walk, and I wait till a certain amount of cars have gone by. I know, you know, the black truck and the white. You know, and I know those. How many people work?
Well, for the whole company, there's 32 people who work for the company. Actually, 33. We just hired someone.
Wow.
In the office, so we have, but we have administrative offices in town as well.
Yeah.
So,
because I see him regularly, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He's late.
Yeah, if you see anybody speed, tell me.
No.
Nope.
No, everybody's
because
great.
I put the fear of God in them too. I don't care.
Everybody's
if you're a personal
good.
Vehicle. Do not speed because they. No.
You guys are not the problem with the speeding.
Yeah.
They've started to carpool to us. It's like four or five in one excursion.
Right. So yeah. I bought a company excursion. It's a blue. I drive the lifted excursion. They drive the lowered one, and. And so they have a bunch of them carpool, so that eliminated four cars, five cars.
They're usually very nice. They wave at me.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, right when they hit the town, it's like 20.
Yep. Yeah, I was driving behind one of my buses once, and this guy's no longer with us, but I was driving behind one of my buses, and he hits the 25-mile-an-hour sign at 38 miles an hour, and I called him up, and I'm discussing it with him on the phone. And he goes, no, I understand. I said, no, you don't, or you wouldn't have hit the 25-mile-an-hour sign at 38 miles an hour. You do not understand. So, no, they all take it very seriously,
yeah.
and we're on it when they don't. So.
Can you tell me, Eric, just a round number, just a
sure.
guess, about what percentage of people come to you that don't come on the buses?
We
they
can
come
actually
in there?
Tell you that
20%.
20% of the people who come.
It used to be 10. I'm surprised it's 20 now.
Because those are probably some of the offenders, or are people who
yeah.
are not employed by you that just...
Yeah, our booking agents actually, when we give them directions, tell them to obey the speed limit in town.
Oh, I'm sure you tell them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's on the website, and it's in the brochures, and all capital letters, and all that stuff.
We try our best.
Yeah,
you guys have names on yours, right? It says
yes,
general
except
right
the staff.
It.
Except, yeah.
Except with the staff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, when it's you guys.
I,
there's another van.
There's another van.
Down, the guy drives like a maniac.
Yes.
He runs, he blows by our house. He doesn't even stop at Main Street at the stop sign.
Yep.
Flies up. I'm not sure he goes down Shamut or Shamit. And the other day he came across Alameda and he stopped, but when he turned, he skidded and his tires were screaming as he went.
Oh, yeah. What kind of van? What does it look like?
There was not an. I couldn't see a name.
I know who it is. I'm so sorry.
I know it's not.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, he's terrible.
I saw him. He kind of cut me off too because he's coming from over there. I'm coming from this way.
It's a white van. I'm gonna try.
It used to be my van.
I swear,
actually.
I'm gonna see where
I
think he lives
there.
Over there.
Now it's. I know who it is. It's.
Yeah, I think he lives over there. I'm gonna follow.
He doesn't live over there.
Over here.
Well. So
he does
it's
live
a
over here.
White van with black tinted windows, or what? What does the van look
it's
like?
It's a white van.
It's a white Ford Transit. The one I'm talking about is a white Ford Transit van, and it's he lives over there by the bar. So, but I just I'm just glad you mentioned. Yes, our names are on our van.
Yeah, he blows through the.
Well, the one I see lives by me, so
yeah,
I see him do it a lot.
Okay.
Because I've seen him go up and go down Shamit, I'm pretty sure he lives over there somewhere. But, I mean, he doesn't even stop at the stop sign because where I live, if I'm sitting on my porch, if somebody stops, you can't be going 50
miles an hour.
Well,
I don't live on Shamit. No one I know goes on Shamit.
On the house.
Right.
She's talking about it. I'm pretty sure.
Because if I have Vegas ATV on the windows, the front windows. So, I mean, you would know if it was my company.
I can't see the window.
But you have to take pictures. That's the main thing. And then if it is somebody that I might know,
well,
I can address it.
Well, I'd be in front of his van because he'd probably run over me.
Right. But, I mean, from a distance, always take pictures.
Yeah. But a picture is not going
to
tell you.
Well,
you could come to the meeting.
The next time I'm going to get in my car, because he goes by my house, down Shawnee.
Where do you live?
I'm going to see where he goes. I live on the corner of Esmeralda and Main on the south. West corner. Thank you, Debbie. I know how to get there. I just don't know the direction. Where
the west corner.
In reference to that, are you on the Facebook page for Good Spring?
Yes.
Most of the officers that work in the section follow the Facebook pages out.
This is actually vacant.
One of them was out with talking to me today. So
just post the pictures, take pictures.
I will.
Like the ladies just and post it and that because that helps us because then we're aware of stuff
good
like
catch.
That.
Oh,
nice catch!
I'll get it.
You said you think it's my van.
If it was West,
I mean, I'm just assuming that everybody's talking about the same van. But it could not be. I don't know. But I think we're all talking about the same van. And that being the case, I know who drives that van that I see. I know the van that Debbie sees. I don't know if it's the same one that Eric sees.
If I
need
to say it. Yeah. It's my neighborhood watch. If we know who it is.
Extenuating circumstances.
Not go there?
I enjoy my safety.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow.
Well, it should be a metro ad, issue then, right?
Well, and traffic controls are a function, but again, if it were seeing it, we got to know about it if we're going to do anything about it, and that's why I suggest the Facebook pages, because that makes us aware, because we're
she'll talk to you. She'll tell you after the meeting. I can see it in her face.
Well, again, the thing
I'm
going to
get him pictures and let's get pictures and make
pictures
sure
aren't going to show
it's
you.
It's the person we think it is and not some other
he's going fast.
Guy flying through
right.
town.
And,
I would like to better. I would like to get a shot of a license plate.
Right. And
it'd be better if you could get video.
Yes, but here's the thing. With all traffic control, Nevada state law says that the officer has to observe the traffic offense in order to issue a citation. But if it's posted on Facebook about and community's talking about it, then I can go to that person's house, knock on the door, and say, "Hey, I need to talk to you about your driving."
Oh, nice. Is there a specific time that this happens? Or is it?
It's during the day.
During, yeah. Between, I want to say between like 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. That's what seems to be the biggest.
Okay.
Well,
no, not a daytime job.
Unless he works nights. Yeah.
Silly.
The van is not, if it's the guy we're thinking, it's not his van.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I want to like do a stakeout.
I'll even let you sit on my porch if you want to stake it out. I've got a huge front porch.
So, was that all Eric was
going to
tell
us? We kind of cut was that all you had to talk about?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the thing about the progress of the roads.
Great. And thank you so much for the chairs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And at least the attempt at trying to get the floor.
Well, and we'll still do it. We'll just do it when she's up for it. So, the other thing I'll mention to you that I mentioned to her is that I was going to bring a picture, but she said she wasn't going to. She texted me she wasn't going to be in today. But we're going to get a rack for these as well. There's a rack that double stacks them.
Oh,
so nice.
How many did we get?
50.
50? Woohoo! Yes. We better get a rack.
That's half the town.
Yeah. Yeah. We better get a rack.
They're really comfortable.
They are nice.
Yeah. These are the chairs we use, and I really liked them, so I recommended them to her.
They look like the Lifetime brand.
They are Lifetime, yeah.
Nice.
Good. Thank you.
Anybody have any other comments? Public comment?
It's your turn.
Hi, Steve.
Hi there. Well, I don't know. Maybe I missed it already, but did we... I would just like to get an update on where the master plan is. Has it been passed?
You were here. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah. It's not on the agenda, but you can always get an update on Transform Clark County. The master plan, which is the fluffy stuff that we talked about, the high-level stuff, that was passed. Now we're working on the code, the actual code rules, and they are in the rewrite process of that. So I had sent to the whole CAC a list of the things that I found of concern, and I think it probably reflected some of the stuff we've talked about through the years. And it was a lengthy input to them, so I gave that input, and anybody else, I gave them everybody instructions on how to get their inputs.
And that's part of Title 30?
Right now, yeah, it's the rewrite of Title 30.
And that, where does it stand then?
It's
still
in the process.
Input?
For two sections, two chapters. One is the uses, which is like... how many horses you can have, and what businesses you can run, and which zone. The uses and the zoning districts, what's allowed in each zoning district. So those two sections were up for comment, and so those comments have been sent in, and they're working on the rewrite. I think they're supposed to bring out a draft in January or February.
So how many sections are there, if those are two?
I think like 20, something like 20, but I don't know... If they're going to maybe combine some things, I don't know. Those are just the first two that they put out for, and those are the meatiest of the code, because the uses are really the big part of zoning. You know, mm-hmm. What can you do or not do on your property, and if you can do it, how can you do it? So those are the big sections. Some of the other stuff is like the definitions and landscaping, and you know, there's different things like that. So, but those are the two meaty sections.
Can you also maybe find out what the status of the land bill is? I know there was some arguments about, you know, what... anyway, what is the status of that land bill?
I don't know. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's going anywhere. But I will find out.
Land bill for what?
The lands bill.
The lands
bill.
It's the bill that was to... transfer all of the property along the corridor running from, let's say, Southern Highlands all the way to Prep. That's the reason that they wanted to get the OHVs off of the area that they've used for the last 30 or 40 years along by Jean Dry Lake.
Right.
And so I know that there was some controversy about it, so maybe It would be great, I think, if we got an update on that next meeting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who informed the side-by-side clubs about that, but I'm certain he looked something like me, and I think the side-by-side clubs kind of went to their representatives and had their voices heard by the elected officials.
Well, that's good, because basically I know whenever the land bill was, whenever there was a committee for the OHV advisory committee, mm-hmm. and they designated an OHV area right at 161 and Sandy Valley Road.
Right. Yeah,
and I was curious as to what the status of that is.
I don't know the status. I know that a lot of the side-by-side clubs, because the BLM put out a map, I don't know how long ago, and with the proposed changes, and I think that a lot of the side-by-side clubs were not in line with what those suggestions were.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's for sure. I went to a couple of those
meetings. But again, the thing is speaking of side-by-side specifically, Nevada Revised Statute Chapter 490 covers the rules for side-by-sides. Are all OHVs, all off-highway vehicles, dirt bikes, the three-wheeled death traps, the quads, the side-by-sides, all that stuff. And the thing is in Clark County and I think Washoe County are the only two counties that don't let the side-by-sides run on asphalt. In Clark County, if the road is paved and county-maintained, it cannot travel on the road. It has to cross perpendicular from the trail on, say, if the asphalt road goes north to south, the side-by-side has to cross directly from east to west or west to east. They took out trail running, where you could use to go up to 2 miles on site on asphalt to get from one trail to another. That's no longer in the Nevada Revised Statute.
So are you saying that any time a side-by-side goes down any paved road in this town, it is illegal?
It is illegal.
We've known that all along. We've all known that. That's nothing new.
Yeah, and that's
we've
why
known that all along.
The what
no, the
to
last
the
thing I knew was what he just said,
which was that
you could
directly to the
2 miles.
You had two miles
to go on it. Right.
Something that is on my list of 4 million things to do. And it's what we've been talking to the new owners about some things.
They're side by side.
It's not gone away.
ATV run.
A complicated issue. And it had been shut down by one of the people at NDOT. And that person has retired. So I need to circle back and see if the new person is more amenable.
Well, because I think that a side-by-side trail, because as we can all agree, just about every side-by-side that comes in this town has one destination, mm-hmm. and that's the Pioneer.
And
because,
the point
I mean, if they're coming into Good Springs proper.
Right.
And we get countless complaints, and we have very limited resources as far as manpower. And when I see a side-by-side on the road, I will stop them, and I have sighted more than one in the past. A lot of the times, all I have to do is lie them up, and then the side-by-sides will go out in the desert where they're supposed to be, which solves the issue.
Maybe you have to work on this one together.
Yeah.
How do you designate it side-by-side versus a quad?
Well, because they're all called, I say side-by-side, but basically in Nevada by statute, it's called an off-highway vehicle. Off-highway vehicles are dirt bikes, the
three-wheelers,
the quads, the side-by-sides, the two-seater side-by-sides, the four-seater side-by-sides.
Okay, so
they're all designated off-highway vehicle, and none of them can run asphalt.
And that's crazy because
in Clark County,
161.
Yeah, they run up and down because the thing is the issue with that is because I've talked to a lot of them is the main trail. They have the trail that runs to the Pioneer is in such disrepair that they beat themselves to death.
Bummer.
On the side by side trail. But the thing is I talked to him. I said, well, why don't you guys get a tractor and pull a freaking
in Texas, a
drag line, yeah,
a grader,
and to smooth it out, just kind of smooth the things. I said, do it once every 3 months, and you'll take care of your problem.
I mean, I see 50 to 100 of them every week drive by my house on a paved road.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Pacific. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that, see, this is not something we all knew. Two of us on this board were under the impression they had 2 miles to get to.
No.
That's called
trail running under the old laws.
Right, correct.
And now it's gone.
Okay. So how come we can't just give them a ticket, every single one of them, every time they drive down that road?
Because,
he's not there.
All traffic offenses have to
be observed
by the officer.
He's not there.
Issuing the traffic citation. So I would have to see the vehicle on the road in order for me to write them a ticket.
Come hang out on a Saturday.
Okay, I don't work Saturday. I work Sunday through Wednesday.
Somebody does. Saturday, right? Or
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah. And the thing is again,
hang out over there.
You know what?
Shoot
me an email so I could forward it to Pick.
But even the trail running thing, it was trailhead to trailhead.
Right.
If they weren't going to and going through town is not going trailhead to trailhead.
No,
so it's always been not allowed in town.
Yeah.
Even the 2 mile thing, and I think it was only 1 mile.
I thought it was
always
only 1 mile.
Trailhead to trailhead. So it's never been allowed to ride in town.
But here's the thing that throws the wrench into the works of that. Chapter 490 says that basically everywhere in the state except for Clark County, they can run asphalt.
Right.
And any population area of 100,000 plus. So there, it actually, you see the guys that drop their side by sides off of the end of Cactus or Rainbow,
mm-hmm.
or just and then go into the desert. They're not supposed to ride in that. They're not supposed to drop off and go. They're supposed to be out of the population center.
So are those people given tickets left on their windshield?
Well, no, basically we can't because you can't.
You can't see them.
You can't drop the.
You can't park there either,
okay.
I'm sure.
Well, Bureau of Land Management, LEOs, are in at the end of the, they run the end of Rainbow, all that area where those water retention basins are,
mm-hmm.
and they cite anyone
yeah, that's what
that
I mean.
They come in contact with.
Yeah.
So that is being dealt with in that area, but again, here we just have to see them. If we see them, we can cite them.
I mean, every once in a while you'll see, you know, guys with trucks and trailers that are parked out there that obviously had four-wheelers
on
somewhere. But.
And the thing, well, a Jeep club used to, I haven't seen them this past summer, but 2 summers ago, their rock crawling Jeeps, they used to go up to by the quarry and unload their Jeeps and go out into the trails. And I was like, okay, cool, you know. But
Jeeps are different.
Wouldn't the Jeep be street legal?
Yeah.
Some of those vehicles were
some are modified.
Street legal, but they were heavily modified.
They're modified.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were heavily modified, so the travel and the suspension and all kinds of other stuff.
So I have a question. What if someone here in town, you know, has their own side-by-side?
Yes, I do.
Right. No, I know. You
how
just
do
said
you
that.
Get up?
And
yeah.
So how do you go from your own driveway to...
Very careful.
Go BLM.
When he's not around.
Yeah.
When someone's not around, or... Because here's the thing. In town, out at 159 and 160, I've contacted side-by-sides going to the gas station. And I say, hey, you can't run over that thing. And they're like, well, how am I supposed to get gas? I said, you trailer it over here? Or you get a gas can, you bring gas to your side.
Exactly, that's what I do.
So that is the double-edged sword of enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we've talked about every time this comes up, because everybody says, oh, no one in town, you know, does this. Or no, you know, there are people that use them in town. I drive mine on the road sometimes over in Sandy Valley. So,
Megan, I will cite you the first time.
I have two Jeeps. street legal Jeeps.
So, but that's the double-edged sword of it. Just like when people, like in another town we have, complain about speeding. Well, when they go out, and it's not your crew, it's Mount Charleston. They complain about speeding. You know who they caught? All residents. Every single speeder was a resident. And now they're all pissed off about it, you know?
Right.
So
we had that complaint
in
Calico Basin, remember? And I was out there running radar, and everybody I stopped lived there.
I know. So that is a complicating fact. Because I know you're not the only one. I mean, that's part of the beauty of a small town is being able to do that. But I think if Ray and I can work on, or Officer Kent, I should just cut that.
You can call me whatever. Just not Sally.
Or Sally and I are going to work on, you should not have done that. let me circle back on my trail idea, because at least the whole point of my idea was to have a trailhead in the right-of-way across from the Pioneer on the north side of 161. There's enough room in there where we could have parking, so that would be the end of the line. And if we had a designated trail, then we could have signage and we could have directionals and tell people, this is it.
They don't listen to sign. There's sign up there. No OHV. Does that matter?
We just have to do the best we can do.
Okay.
When did the 1 mile thing get lifted?
That was over two years ago.
Because I've always known.
That makes sense, because I wasn't here 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't know.
It was, in fact, a lot of people from out of state like Arizona. I stopped a lot of people from Arizona, and they're like, well, I can do it in Arizona. I'm like, welcome to Nevada.
But even then, it was still trailhead to trailhead.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't.
That's
know
another
where
state.
No, in Arizona, they register there. You could drive in Phoenix in a side by side.
Because it's
in
another
state.
That doesn't even
apply.
They also
register them, right?
Yeah, they register them.
Yeah, California is the same way if they're registered.
Well, they'd rather you use them on the street.
Okay.
Huh?
They'd rather you use them on the street than off road.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope, if anything, this shows how complicated an issue it is.
Oh, yeah. It's a super complicated
issue.
Yeah.
We know it's
a
complicated
issue. Well, not everybody's
out.
You cannot get out. Go get your can
get
of gas.
Trailer.
I'm not going to trailer it. It's just going to sit there and grow dust.
Anything else? Any other public comments?
We lost a pretty historic building just a few weeks ago, and I think it's worth maybe discussing, because basically I think that there's a couple of ways that can, they're getting fewer and fewer, actually. There's only a few left.
You're talking about the old schoolhouse, right?
Endangered sites, which basically we've identified for years, and that one, if I think what has to happen is basically it has to be a community thing. I know that
you're talking about the old post office,
yes,
right?
Obviously, you know, that building is gone now, and of course it was part of our walking tour, has been since we started. It's it was basically a 120-year-old building. It was on private property, you know, transferred ownership, and the guy said, I'm going to take it down because it's a liability. Anyway, I know that Jackie has written a letter. I've written letters since Lynette Boggs McDonald was the commissioner. But basically, I think that we need to do it as a group in town, that you make at least the commissioner aware of the fact that, you know, we are concerned about that. We'd like to actually keep them. Now, obviously, he can't say to a guy, he can't take it down, obviously. Mm-hmm. But a call that said, you know what, there is a group of people, the community people, that are very interested in the history of their town, and maybe you could hold on before you tear it down and talk to the group, you know, and just see. Because that one was very easily kept. Because the size of the property is big enough to where you could do everything else with the rest of the property. There are some others in town that obviously, you know, it's really hard, you know, for even like Ted to keep that great old building that he has on his property, because the property itself is too small. So when you try to do something else, they're going to say, tear it down. I just have spent more than 2 years saving a building down here that I feel is important. Now, obviously, it may not be important to everybody. That is fine. But if we are concerned about it, I don't know. I'm just kind of sick that it's gone. But, you know, if nobody cares, then it doesn't really matter. But I've got a few buildings that I'll keep as long as I'm around. But when I'm gone, who knows? They'll probably be gone too. Unless we can get some. I've sent it to at least the last three commissioners, just a way of dealing with that. Because we have two of the oldest buildings in Clark County. You know, the building, fortunately, one of them is inside a yard, and we have an owner there that actually cares about it. And the other one, unfortunately, it's from 1890. We have a ledger from that store. It's an incredible little old building, but the owner has never, I have talked to him a couple of times, but won't respond to anything that we try to do. It's a similar situation where it's a big enough lot that you could actually just, even if you just preserve that little building, you could still do whatever you think you want to do with the rest of the property. It's over 2 acres. But anyway, I think that the one way is letters. Like, I thought Jackie's letter was perfect. It was great. But, you know, just like one person or two persons or two people are not going to do it. You either have to do it as a, you know, kind of make the effort and say, I'm sending it. Did you ever get a response, Jackie, at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, I never have either. So, you know, we say, well, geez, I mean, isn't that something? It also should be reflected a bit in the master plan, I think. But anyway, that's just an observation.
How would you do that, though? Eminent domain? You're going to take the building from the people that own it?
No. It's written down. I can give you the copy of what I think would work. But basically, no, you're not going to take the
building.
Who's
going to maintain the building? Though, if it's on someone's property, who would be responsible?
They are.
The people that own it?
Absolutely. So that's why they can tear it down.
Yes,
obviously.
That's why it's private property and they can tear it down.
What is your way of solving that? Because, like, Don and I have restored the building on that old house
exactly.
On ours. And we're getting ready to restore that barn in the spring.
Sure.
But that's because we like that stuff. Somebody moves up here. And he's got a building over here that the back wall is already falling down.
That's what happened.
It's full of beams.
I understand.
That's what happened.
Totally.
So, how are we going? Well, when you keep saying.
What are you proposing?
What's the result?
Let's do something.
Historical
Society.
Who's
going to take care of the building?
You can't. No. I basically, probably nobody, you know, in that situation. But it could have been at least slowed down and possibly moved. You got three sides to move, you know? I mean, that's not impossible. But basically, you can't, you know, just like the rock building, you can't move that.
And
really.
Steve, are you saying that so if we take the old schoolhouse as an example, would the Historical Society pay to have had it moved? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that basically the Historic Society can't do it all by itself. It either has to be the community is interested in doing it or not. If they're not, then all the buildings that I have, I will move onto my property and keep until when it's sold in the future, they'll all be torn down maybe. But anyway, it can't be just the Historical Society. You know, fortunately right now we do have four members of trustees on the Historical Society that live here. First time ever. Before, it's always been some of us that lived here, obviously, as kids or went to school or whatever, that are interested, but it has to be the townspeople. Just like, otherwise, we can't do it. You know, I mean, we can, anyway. That's
my hometown, there was no formal, like, they just made a little society, made a little sticker. They put it on the window of all the old buildings, and whenever it would trade hands, they take pride in, like, oh, I have a historical building on my property.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They kind of put a mental thing on a new property owner that they didn't want to dismantle it. Or...
I agree, and that's what we have tried to
you
do.
You must be from Becky's.
I talked to the new owner, told him, you know, what we had, you know, that it was on our historic walking tour. And basically, he actually owns some property that's really historical, too. What he said is, I've dealt with the county before. And so that was one of his comments. Anyway, so he decided that the liability was more than he wanted to accept. I understand that totally. But what I'm saying is that if we do want to try, I don't know, that's what has to actually be decided, is do we want to preserve some of the history, or do we want to just have a new town? I mean, that's basically what has to happen from the town's people, not from an outside group that says, Yeah, you got us into that building.
Did he demolish it because he didn't have a building permit? I mean, how would you even get a building permit on that historical school, old school?
And why would you need one?
Because if they're restoring that.
But if you don't have a building permit, you got to knock it down because the county makes you knock it down. Well, so that could have been one of the reasons why he knocked it down. If you don't have a building permit, you have to.
You didn't have a building permit.
You'll get fined.
Anyway, it is
complicated the hard way.
as we know. I mean, it took me 2.5 years to keep the little cottonwood cabin because it had nothing to do with building permit. Well, it did because they wouldn't let me have a building permit on the other end of the property, even though this wasn't even on the property. It is.
Unless you could protect it from a building permit and donate it to make it a historical building.
This is just something that as each individual town person needs to consider how important this is to them, mm-hmm. as far as keeping historical buildings and such that are in the town, because currently, and I don't see this going away, currently it's a private property issue. If it's on your property and mm-hmm. you don't want it there, off it goes, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. I did everything I could to protect the Pioneer Saloon, of all things in this town. And even that's not that protected, because all I could get done on that was a state historic protection. I couldn't get a federal historic protection. So basically all that said was, well, it's a historic building for this state, but oh well, if they decide to change it, they change it. Or if they want to knock it down, they can. You know, unless it's federal, there's nothing really to be done.
Exactly. So you can write letters to Commissioner Jones until your hand falls off. Mm-hmm. There's nothing he can do about it.
No, it's a federal issue.
Property owner rights. And we have gone to the Supreme Court. Clark County has gone to the Supreme Court and lost on property rights. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's what the two ends of this table are saying.
It doesn't mean people don't care. It is the law.
Yes.
And it's like I said, Don and I love that stuff, so we're restoring it.
Right.
But not everybody
feels that way. And that's great, but not everybody's going to feel that way. Yeah. And pretty much there's nothing you can do about it as far as I can tell, as far as Megan can tell.
Yeah.
Unless you can persuade the federal historic registry to say, yes, this building is federally historical, then there's nothing you can do to save it, and if somebody wants to tear it down.
But I'm sure, Megan, you've dealt with it as a planner, basically. I mean, in Iowa, they must have a few historic buildings in some of the little old towns, right? So how do they preserve them? It's totally from the community?
I don't know on those, but a lot of them,
I was going to ask.
People care about them.
Yeah. That's it.
The property owner cares about them. Mm-hmm. I don't think someone else is making them keep them. I think their property owner cares about them. Or they're too lazy to tear them down. And I know that's a big part of it. I know that's a big part of it because I have family members. It's like, why don't you tear down that building? Well, why? Why spend the money? Why take the time? It's sitting there. So
it's not doing anything. Let it sit.
Right. And
it'll fall down on its own.
I love old rusty stuff. I collect it. I think that if it's the rustier, the better. But not everybody feels that way. Right. And beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and if you buy a property, the best you can do is negotiate with the owners. That's the best that can be done.
And that's the only way it can be done is through a community action that says, you know what, we have a little committee and we try to, we would like to keep some of it.
But that's the community. It can't be legislated.
Oh, well.
Right.
Pitchforks and torches.
Yep.
The press can help sometimes.
Sometimes.
I guarantee that had been a press out there that 2 days before, might not have gone down right away. It might go down next week, but basically there would have been at least a little time to let him know about it a little better too. You know, I think it's also one reason that I know that's been on this agenda and talked about for years and years. But a sign coming into town that kind of talks about this is a historic town and we care about the history, or if we do. And basically, so that even he would have seen that sign You know, basically, one of the problems is right now.
Where they, it starts a conversation.
Hold on.
When they buy a building, they're like, it's this beautiful sticker that brings them
excited. Hold on. Oh, you had a conversation with this guy, right? Somebody had a conversation with this guy about the post office.
He did. I didn't. I came home and it was
more
gone.
More than one person.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister did.
So he knew full well that this was a historic building.
Right. My sister did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you think a sign out there would have been like, oh, shit. I can tear down that building. That sign's it. Come on. If the person wants to tear it down, sorry.
I like that.
But really, I mean,
oh my goodness.
If you didn't care enough to keep that building, what do you think would have changed his mind? A sign wouldn't have done it. A sticker wouldn't have done it.
Well,
what
basically,
would have done it?
More than a couple
in,
people.
He didn't just out of the blue. I mean, I know the story of how he got it, and it's just amazing. But basically, forget it.
But that's what you need to figure out. Ask him what would have helped him to save it. Maybe that's what you need to find out.
Yeah, that's a good
what
thing.
What would have made the difference for him?
Is there something that would have made the difference?
Probably if he had never dealt with the county, he probably would have.
Well, he never.
But he has to deal with the county. So.
But anyway,
we can't solve
that
problem.
Kind of that was the tiebreaker. Because he had some other historic properties.
But I mean, maybe if somebody would have been able to say to him, and this is speculation, purely speculation, but if somebody was to be able to have said to him, "Hey, I will pay to take that building off your property and move it to my property." Maybe he would have said, sure, do whatever you want to do with it. Just get it off my property.
Yeah.
But who's going to do that?
Well, I would think that would be the historical.
That's why I started this conversation with, and
I would say that that's a good place to go. However, it has to be part of the community.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The community's got to support it. Exactly. One and the same. But there are more people that support that sort of thing, whether they're on this historical society or not.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not in the historical society,
right.
But I care
support
very much
it.
About
right.
the old buildings in this town, yet there are people who are in the town who don't.
No.
So,
they
and a lot of them.
They want a Starbucks.
Right.
And a Trader Joe's. No,
right.
They don't care about the buildings.
So, in any case, thank you, Steve. If any other public comments? Okay, our next meeting date. Is our next meeting date November 29th, or are we not having a meeting in November and December?
That is your call.
Folks, Debbie's going.
I don't see anything on the horizon. If something were to come in, I could tell you and we could call a meeting.
Would someone like to make a motion to not have a November and December meeting unless we have to call a special meeting for a special agenda item.
And we can do that at any time, just so you know.
Is everyone okay with that? Does anybody want to make a motion to that?
I motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All those in a favor, say aye.
Aye.
Sure works also.
Okay. And that doesn't mean that you can't call me, text me, email me if there's a question, if there's a problem. You don't have to wait till a meeting to bring up stuff to me. I am very accessible. So.
Excellent. So no meeting. So the next meeting date will be, unless we have something special come up, the next meeting date will be January 30th.
And for the record, I have not received one CAC application from this community. Not one.
I've done it. Are you talking about for January?
Mm-hmm. Everyone has to reapply every 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that, but I didn't know it was 2 years already.
It went by fast. We've got to go do it. 2023.
It's online. I'm going to email it to everybody. But
oh, good.
Email.
That would help.
Yeah.
That would help. It would make
this. It's only October. Don't sweat us.
Oh, I have people sweating me.
Oh, I don't mind doing it now. Right now, I just forgot all about it.
I don't have it. I'll email you.
That would be great if you
could
do that.
She always emails it.
I know.
I don't pay attention until you do something.
So I'm an enabler. I enable all of you. Yes, I will email you.
All right. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Yep.
Second.
Sorry.
Okay. Shannon says second.
We are adjourned.